So I chose 5 questions off my DMs, and I'm going to make it as an episode so you guys can get to know me more. Let's go. All right, we're going to try this. So the first question in my DM was, what is your biggest flaw? And I will answer to that right now. It would be the way I laugh. Yes, the way I laugh, because I realized that within the years, it changed. I became more like, I'm more comfortable with the way I laugh, I guess. And basically, it's pretty loud, you know. I realized in a few weeks, like, I was out and I was really comfortable and I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my God, it's really loud. All right, so now let's get to the second question, which is, what bothers you about others? What bothers me about others? It's just the way someone can try to manipulate a situation or a friendship, or just trying to be the loudest in the room where it's like, you know everything, or you're just trying to be my friend too much. You're just trying too much. You're just doing too much. That is a big turnoff for me. I will never talk to you. Like, you might see me laugh in the corners because I'm laughing at you. Not necessarily, but I'm just like, oh my God, these are the type of people I cannot stand. So if you ask me what bothers me about somebody, if you want to get to know me and be on my good side, don't do too much. Don't come around trying to impress me and try to show me that you know how to spell 100,000 words off the dictionary. That don't impress me. You know those type of people? Yeah, them. It's 11:11, guys. It is tough to sit here and act like somebody's in front of me asking me these questions when I'm actually reading them off my DMs. And it's not easy to talk about yourself. So let's get into the third question. Do I have any regrets? No, I do not. I don't actually, like, everyone would say, yeah, I regret doing this and that, but I actually don't regret anything in my life, because when I think about it, it should have been this way. Because if it wasn't, I don't know what the fuck I would have been by now. So for that, I have no regrets. I feel like when I want to do something, I do it, and I have no explanation to give to anybody, because it was the way I felt and I moved by my feelings, my emotions. And often I do the right thing. Often. Why? Because I actually follow my intuition and I listen to myself. And if I didn't, I would have been regretting so many situations and time and moments that I would have been sitting like, oh, I should have done this like this. So, no, I have no regrets. I actually have no goddamn regrets. But I'm not going to elaborate on that. But if you know, you know. All right, so number 4 was, why do you do things the way you do? I feel like it's the only way I feel it's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in anyone else's body to know what's actually right to do. But when I do what I do, I feel like, oh yeah, this is what I should be doing right now. Like, all right, I felt like it was only right for me to go to the Davies show. Okay? And I did it. And when I do these type of movements, and when I choose to go to a show, to go see a rapper or something, you know, I choose to be seen. I choose to meet the rapper. I choose to have access to the backstage. I choose to have the ultimate experience. Not like 1,000 little ants in a stadium and I'm in a back and motherfucker didn't even know I came to the show. I don't like that. Like, I mean, it's okay. That is not who I am. So when I do the things that I do, people be like, oh, why is she doing it? Why is she? Because I feel like it's right. Because I want to do that at that moment. And the outcome of my results, I mean, basically, my results are pretty much loud enough. It speaks for itself. My confidence, when I say I want to do something and I get it done and I do it the way I envisioned it to be, it's just because I work on my mind and I have confidence in myself. I trust myself through the whole process. You know? It's like if I say today I'm going to make $3,000. I'm confirming to myself that I'll be making $3,000. So I'm going to find ways to make $3,000. Whether I go play in the lottery, whether I go invest in something, maybe I go invest in like horses betting. You know what I'm saying? When the money comes out, well, I spoke it to existence and I made it happen. And often people are just so confused. Yes, because you're not speaking about yourself the way you want to see yourself. Often people doubt themselves and think that they don't deserve, or it wouldn't be right for them to be in a situation where it's like, okay, they're in backstage drinking, and because they can afford it, they just feel like, oh my God, people are going to judge me. But they rather watch others do it and judge them. It's like, bro, you're just a dumbass. You're just not even living right now. I'd rather be living than just trying to live, or like, I don't even know how that is. Like that fake shit, I can't do it. So for that question, I do what I do because I feel it's right. That's it. So we are at the last question. And I did write down some memos, you know, so I can like have an idea what I'm going to be answering. But I feel like it's going to be kind of cocky. But that's who I am. However you feel like it comes out, however I sound like, that is Diva Hayes. So I'm going to proceed and ask this question read this question that someone asked me. How do you see yourself? I would say as an infinite person. So my actions don't really matter as long as they make me happy. You know? It doesn't matter how I act as long as it makes me happy. Maybe if I act crazy at that moment, it makes me happy, then I'll do it. If I want to drink, run, write a book, write a song, play the piano. If my actions make me happy, then I'm good. And there's so many actions, so many things that you can do. You know, like I don't limit myself as one person. I sit here and answer questions and make podcasts to you guys. Through the years, I grew so much, and I do so much that I don't mention on here, but life goes on. When the microphone goes off, my life goes on and on, like it's so crazy and it's like infinite, as I was saying. There are so many things that I can't just sit here and talk to you guys about everything. So me sitting here doing a podcast is just me taking the time to explore another side of myself and focus on that and, you know, release what I want to release, what I'm thinking of. Instead of going to therapy, speaking to a podcast for the last few years, for me, okay, has been very therapeutic. And obviously it's been good for others because other people sign up and listen to Letty's Noise. And I thank you guys so much every time on every podcast. Anywhere you are in the world, China, New Zealand, Japan, Congo, it doesn't matter. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I encourage everybody to do what they want to do all the time. You know, it kind of sounds repetitive, I know, but it is the truth. You want to lock yourself and go talk shit? Do that. You want to lock yourself and go write a book because you need to do that? Do that. You don't owe anybody shit. You don't. You just gotta live, and people are gonna live with you and enjoy what you bring to the world. Bring something out. We're waiting. Everybody is like so the same and so afraid of like releasing their inner creativity. And it's like, bro, you think you're not worth it? You think like the person that made Facebook look like he was gonna be a billionaire when he was a kid? You think he even thought it was gonna be a hit when he invented the whole process? I mean, we ain't got no faith. It don't show in our faces who's gonna be a billionaire, who's gonna be success, who's gonna be this, who's gonna be that, it doesn't show. So give it a try, because motherfuckers are waiting for you. Okay? So for that, I am going to sign out. Thank you guys for tuning in. I was very happy to do this podcast today because, you know, like I said, it's therapeutic. I'm your host, Diva Hayes. Follow me on Instagram at Diva Hayes 1. At Diva Hayes. Twitter, Diva Hayes 1. And leave me a comment, leave me a message, or, you know, like and save this podcast as your favorite so you can know when I post new episode for you to listen. Okay? Peace in the Middle East. Bye.